Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, ma'am, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, May the 12th, 2026. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. Hope you're having a great morning wherever you are. 48 degrees and sunny skies this morning. A little chilly, but not too awful at all. 73 degrees in the studio here, so it's really nice and warm in the studio, which I always prefer. Now, last night's city council meeting, very interesting meeting. A new city council person was chosen for the 4th Ward. His name is Nathan Stevenson. He is 29 years old. He is a Republican. And we were lucky enough to get the first interview with him following the council meeting. He was chosen with a vote of 5-1. The only person voting not for him was Scott Kreider. There was a little kerfuffle before he was chosen about, did this person have to be a Republican or not? I think the consensus was they did not have to be a Republican. The thought was by Ralph Smith that because the seat was vacated by Twyla Lang, who was a Republican, that the person had to be a Republican. But since Sean Wilson was not a Republican, he was an independent or unaffiliated, that the seat could be filled with anybody. In the end, I don't think it mattered because Mr. Stevenson is a Republican, although an interesting Republican, now the youngest person on city council at 29 years old. We spoke with him after the meeting for about 13 minutes, first interview, as a council person. I found him very interesting, and I thought some of the answers he gave were very interesting. So let's play that 13-minute interview with Nathan Stevenson that followed last night's city council meeting. Here's your new 4th Ward city council person.
This is Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, and tonight we filled the seat of our 4th Ward City Council here in Marion. Nathan Stevenson is the new 4th Ward City Councilman with a vote, I believe, of, was it 4-1, 5-1? 5-1, 5-1 tonight. Nathan, how did you come to this seat? Why did you want to fill the 4th Ward City Council seat?
Well, it happened to be Mayor Collins was reached out. He actually reached out to my mother, who is a member of the Marion City Marion Community Foundation, and was seeing if she knew anyone who would be a good resource, or if even she would like to fill the seat because of, you know, the absence there and sort of the rigmarole of having to fill the way. And she didn't have any interest, and she sort of passed the word along to me. And I have I've always said that you know, there's plenty of people that are willing to complain about the state of the world, and if you're not somebody who's willing to step in and do something about it, then you've got no room to talk. And I saw an opportunity, and I wanted to step in and try and fill the role. I think that I hope that I am the right man for the job and can help sort of, you know, guide Marion into a little bit brighter futures, considering, you know, we're in a bit of a tight spot at the moment. You know, I think that Marion needs people who care, and that I'm someone, I've lived here my whole life. I work at Whirlpool. I'm actually working on hopefully getting a position out at Marion General here. And this place has always been my home. And I know that there's lots of people that have lots of concerns. And Marion's always, you know, always been a town that has work to be done. And I hope to be someone who can do some of that work and spread some good and some joy to people.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 29.
29 years old. A lot of people at 29 are not interested in politics at all. Matter of fact, it's the least thing in the world they might want to do. Why is this something you want to do for the next year and a half at this point, at least?
Yes. Well, you know, I spoke to Mayor Collins, and I told him that on the most part, I have a disdain for politics in general, that the people who want to be in politics are usually not the people that you want in politics. And, you know, I think that the reason that I want to is that I think that, like I said, Marion needs people that care and people that are in it to try and make life a little better for everyone who is, you know, we have lots of people that, you know, I hear out at Whirlpool, you know, you hear the worst and the dirtiest of it. And I said to myself, well, you know, I have a lot of direct connection to the people, to, you know, the working class of Marion, and with my mother's position through the foundation, I get to hear about sort of, you know, projects and the things that are going on. And I'm very happy with the councils that I've been appointed to. I think that roads and sewers and airports, buildings, land management, I think that is, frankly, you know, a great place to start, right up my alley. I can certainly point to a couple of places in town that have rough patchwork that could use a little attention. So I'm excited to kind of tackle that front.
Now, it's interesting because political party did become a discussion before you were chosen. What political party would you say you align with?
Well, typically, I am more of the Republican leaning. I like to tell people that I like to think independently. And I like to start down the middle of the docket and figure out, you know, where I want to lean one way or the other. It tends to be on the Republican side of things. And there was it. I was surprised at the bit of contention there before the meeting. I didn't realize that it was going to be quite as dicey as it ended up being, but we shall, you know, manage that.
What would you say being a Republican means to you? Why are you a Republican?
Well, starting off, I am Catholic, so my faith and values are important, and that is something that has shaped me into who I am. I think that my base instincts are that I care about, you know, the rule of law and the Constitution and doing things by the book, and that especially right now we need people that put the American people first, and that I feel that the Republican Party, for the most part, does that to the better degree. That I find myself less leaning as a staunch Republican and more of a resentful Democrat. I try to find issues down both sides of the docket, but a lot of the policies that the Democrat side tends to push me away, you know, abortion and that sort of thing being a big no issue, and that leaning a lot from my faith background.
Now, one of the interesting things, you're stepping in at a time when Marion is in severe financial crisis. We're waiting to hear back from the Auditor of State to see where we're going to go from there. Sanitation rates have been raised. Storm sewer rates have been raised. Talk of getting rid of curbside recycling. Bus fare rate increases are going to be on the agenda next week. Aquatic center rates went up this year. Rough time financially for the city of Marion. What is your feeling on that as we await the answer from the state auditor?
Well, I think like all people, I hate to see prices going up and seeing, you know, as sort of the state of the world that we're in, it feels like everything is constantly on the rise, and, you know, there's no safe haven to take a break from the rising prices, and part of that is inescapable, but it definitely, you know, Marion is in a tight spot, and we definitely need people that are on, you know, going to be willing to tighten the belt there and accept only what is absolutely necessary in order to, you know, spoonful by spoonful, dig ourselves out of the hole that we have found ourselves in.
What's your message to the people of the Fourth Ward, who now you now represent?
Well, my message to the Fourth Ward is that I hope to be the best representative that I can be. I am very open to any and all communications. I'd love to hear from people. Being that I was, you know, granted into the role without the election process, I know that that certainly can rub people the wrong way. And I want to say that I hope to be open and a good representative for people, whether they find themselves on the left, the right, the middle, wherever they are, that, you know, I'm just another fella. I'm here to talk to people. I'm here to find out what the issues are. And if I can, you know, raise concerns in your behalf, then absolutely, I will try and tackle those.
Just a couple more quick questions here. A lot of people feel that one of the problems with city council, whether it is true or not, is that people and parties tend to vote in a block. That Republicans vote with Republicans, independents, libertarians vote one way, Democrats vote another. And that right now city government is not balanced with one Democratic council person and one who identifies as a Republican, but I think has said they're more of a libertarian. What would you say to people who are afraid of that block voting, Republican block voting?
Well, I think that there is, you know, there anytime in politics you are going to have leans one way or the other, and whoever is being leaned on will often feel that they are crushed and underrepresented. What I can say is, as I've said, I intend always to look at our issues down the middle from the start and figure out what the best option is myself, without party ties, without worrying about the traditional answer. I am a person who always wants to find the best answer, even if that is not the traditional party answer.
In your opinion, what's the biggest problem facing Marion right now?
The financial situation is hard to overlook at the moment. We have found ourselves in a tight spot, and you know that's not the people's fault, and they, you know, unfortunately, we have to find ways to band together and work on what is the way to get out of this. And the city is going to have to lean on the people a little bit and ask for their help or at least their understanding in letting us take the time to work through these processes. And like Mayor Collins said today, it's government. It's going to take, you know, it won't be an overnight fix, and we're going to have to work our way out of the pit that we're in. But that is, I think that that's priority number one.
How do you think Mayor Collins has done in his 2 years as mayor?
So far, I can't say that I've got any complaints with what he's done. He has been vocal and has tried to be, very transparent in his meetings and his talking points. He's trying his best not to sugarcoat things, and you know, he has, we've just gotten the new auditor, and I think that you know, was a necessary step. And I think that he's trying to hard charge towards solutions and answers, and is a good man for the job.
What's the best way to reach you if somebody wanted to reach out to you?
I have my email. I'm probably going to have to set up a proper email channel for that, because my private email will explode otherwise.
Fourthward@marionohio.org.
Fourthward@marionohio.com.
There you go.
What is something we don't know about you? What's something that the public can learn about you, the person?
Oh, boy. You got me on. I got to get a good answer for that one. Well, I I am trying. Let's see. As a person, I've got. It's always tough when somebody asks you about yourself. You're like, I don't know anything about me.
There's got to be something here. Something we know. Need to know.
I want to do something that's like relevant towards the city. It's like, I'm working on getting my pilot's license, but nobody cares about it.
Well, that's interesting. Pilot's license, sure.
I'm working on getting my pilot's license. I do a little bit of, I do some 3D printing. I do a bit of amateur gunsmithing here and there, mostly just personal projects. I've got a newborn on the way here in October, I host board game nights here, every weekend, so.
There you go. Well, Nathan Stevenson, congratulations, being the new 4th Ward City Councilman. We appreciate it. Hopefully, we can speak more. I'm sure we will down the road as things have been happening, but congratulations on the appointment tonight.
Thank you.
Nathan Stevenson, 4th Ward City Councilman, Scott Spears from City Hall.
There you go. There's your new 4th Ward City Councilman, Nathan Stevenson, 29 years old, in his first interview following his appointment last night during the Marion City Council meeting. Now, if anybody's got anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, it was an interesting night. There was a lot of talk about who might be this new council person. I don't think this was a name that I had heard bandied about in regard to who was going to be the new council person. 29 years old, now the youngest person on city council, I believe, and works at Whirlpool, trying to get a job at the hospital, baby on the way. A lot of interesting things there. I thought that he said, apparently sort of recruited in a way by Mayor Collins through his mother, who works at the Community Foundation. Some interesting stuff there. So does anybody have anything to say about this appointment of 29-year-old Nathan Stevenson as the new 4th Ward City Councilperson? 740-383-9944. I found him very easy to talk to, and I guess talk about this morning. Very cordial person, and it's hard. You just kind of get thrown into stuff like this, and kind of see where it goes. And here we are. So there's your new councilman, Nathan Stevenson, 4th Ward, 29 years old. Member of the Republican Party. So I guess all of that hullabaloo before the meeting last night really did not mean a whole lot when it came to political party in the end. So, I guess that whole conversation was a bit of a moot point at the beginning. I guess we'll have to see how Nathan votes on things once he gets a little bit of tenure on city council to get a better idea of where he's coming from and what's going on. Now, also last night at City Council, there was a little more discussion about the land being annexed into the city over by Logan Tire for the Dollar General store. Some people from the Martin Luther King Neighborhood Association showed up last night. They seem to be all for this happening. It's an interesting conversation. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, we're supposed to greet one another. I missed the beginning of that. So he works at Whirlpool.
Works at Whirlpool. Yep.
Okay.
Trying to get a job with the hospital.
Like anything in specific? Is it going to be a nurse, or is he just trying to leave Whirlpool and get into the hospital? Like, career goals, I didn't know if...
He really didn't go go that deep into that. He just kind of said he's currently working at Whirlpool, which is where he receives a lot of his feedback, but he's hoping to get a job with the hospital.
Okay, I was just curious. I didn't know if he's like, I just finished up school and I'm leaving Whirlpool, or I didn't know, because I can go back and listen, but for my own gossiping purposes now. That wouldn't help me, would it?
Well, I think it was a fascinating interview because you really can't ask him anything about policy. I mean, you can go with the big stuff because he really doesn't know a whole lot. He didn't know he was going to be appointed last night. And I think it sounds like his interest came very late, maybe within the last 7 days, because he spoke about Bill Collins, the mayor, reaching out to his mother, and that's how he became aware that it was a thing. So
then he's basically handpicked by Bill Collins, is what I just heard.
Well, I don't know. I can't say that because Bill reached out to his mother, apparently through a friendship that they have, and the mother did not want to do it, and he became aware of what was going on, so he decided to give it a shot. I'm almost certain that he did not think he was a shoo-in last night, because I could tell he was nervous during the process, and also got nervous when they were talking about party affiliation before the vote came down.
Well, is he, does he represent as a Libertarian and vote Republican because that's what you have to do to get along in Marion? Is that kind of what I picked up on?
Well, here's the best I could figure out what he said. He said he tends to lean more Republican. Now, it seemed
I heard he's pro-life.
Right. Well, he's a good Catholic boy. He mentioned that.
Okay.
Which is why he said he seemed to lean more Republican, and he even mentioned abortion as one of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
But that was about.
Which, as far as it goes with me, like abortion and guns and stuff at the local level, you're not going to do anything about it anyway. So you can believe what you want to believe there. You know what I mean? Until you really start like bigoted, racist sort of stuff at the local level, you can think what you want to about the big issues. The federal issues, you know what I mean? Because you're not, in my opinion, you're not going to do anything locally. Now, where I am a little concerned about him is when he talks about Bill Collins and his transparency and what an excellent job that he's done as mayor, and the fact that I've never seen this young man at a city council meeting ever. And then on the agenda last night, number one was the annexation talk, and number nine was appointing a new council member. They moved number nine up to the beginning of the meeting so they could appoint a new council member, a council member that I've never seen at council and before in nearly 2 years. They move him up to make him a council member immediately. He doesn't even have a packet of information. He hadn't even been given one of those until he was sworn in as a council member, and then he went ahead and voted on everything. I don't like that.
Well, you know, I could not figure out why it was at the end of the agenda anyway, because the last time this happened, it was at the start of the meeting.
So, but that's the way it was put on the agenda, and the way the agenda, as Teresa Lebke pointed out last night, the way the agenda is printed is legally the way the meeting is supposed to happen. Did they vote to move that up to the beginning of the meeting last night, or did Mary just say that's what was happening?
Well, I thought Mary had contacted the law director and got approval to do it. That was my understanding.
Well, seeing that, to me, looks contrived, because like they needed his votes for a couple things last night, I think.
Well, that could have been, but then I went back and looked
at
it.
I'm sorry for interrupting. They would have needed him 7 members to suspend the rule, and there were 2 members missing last night. So their rule suspension that they had planned would have failed had they not sworn him in.
Right. But,
I don't like that that's the way he's starting out his term. Now, like, the guy said he's willing to listen, and when I was speaking last night, he was making eye contact with me, and he was acknowledging the fact that I was breathing, which is so much more than the other ones do. Not all of them, but so much more than the rest of the other ones tend to do. That gives me hope. He doesn't have a preconceived notion of hate towards me, so maybe, like, him and I could actually, you know, make the fourth word a better place and not be nemesis. But, yeah.
Well, no, he doesn't seem, I mean, and I spent a little bit of time with him after the meeting, and he does not seem combative or anything like that. Here's the thing.
He seems soft-spoken from what I just listened to on that interview and then his behavior last night. But like I said, when I was speaking, he was respectful and acknowledging my presence and not turning his back to me and that sort of thing. But he seemed like a young man that was nervous.
Well, I think you would be. I think that, yeah, that he did not know that he was going to be appointed. I think, you know, you walk up there and what can you know? And I think that's why that whole thing. But I thought the same thing with the last guy. I thought it's a weird way to do that you would vote and then swear the person in right away. How could they know really what's going on? I mean, even if they had a packet.
As a council person, let's say that I was chosen, would have been a little different because I would have known what was coming up last night. Let's just say another person, my neighbor, was chosen, for example, that we've never seen in 2 years or whatever, but they have an interest in serving the community. I would hope that my neighbor would say, I've not been here long enough. I don't feel comfortable voting on these things. When they come back around, I'll vote on them then.
Well, it could
be. I would have done that.
Well, it could be. And I'm not saying that's not a way to go. I just think that there were, I don't know if there were conversations or not. I don't know. I just get the feeling that there was the
Bill
whole.
Bill Collins just picked the fourth ward representative and got council to vote him in for him.
Well, I mean, if he did, council went
there's
along
someone
with it.
There are two someones I know. I asked Josh Feliciano if he was going to apply for the fourth ward again. And he told me he was. I don't know if he did. I didn't ask Pollock, who turned in resumes. And then another person I know that they submitted their resume, and they had already started talking to me about some things that we could do in the fourth ward. That's how sure they were that they were going to be appointed. And they were not appointed. And I think they left a little, I don't want to say upset, surprised last night.
Well, I think there were some things at play going on. I really do. I think, number one, the Republican Party was upset, clearly, that they had not made this appointment when they had the time to make this appointment. They did not like the fact that the person who got chosen last time only lasted 2 days, and that they were not aware that he did not have party affiliation. I mean, this
how
came
did
out-
they not know that? It was so easy to find out.
I don't know, I mean, how that happened.
That is just the simplest. I could look it up online right now and tell anybody who they're affiliated with or not. If they're unaffiliated, I can look it up.
Right. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how that went through the party. I don't know how that became a thing. I think it got to a point where there's a lot of issues on council going on right now, I think, in which it's very clear that they feel they no longer have the votes. And one of those is what's going on, obviously, over at the Logan Tire spot. That seems to be a problem for them, and they didn't get there last night, but Kreider voted yes. So, you know, the person you would think probably least likely to vote yes, did. Or vote no. Voted yes.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. So,
I knew what you meant.
So there you go. And the only holdout on that stopped it from going through last night was Aaron Rollins. And I think they all knew that Dan Clark was not going to be there last night. And I think Bill Dichtel gave him some notice that he was not going to be there last night. So, you know, I don't know that his vote was going to swing it. I assume somebody asked Aaron and Scott how they were going to vote. I don't know if they told him or not.
They're not. I was going to say they're not supposed to be discussing these things before council. I mean,
well, and maybe they didn't. And maybe they did.
Well, I don't believe that, because Thad, with his motion to suspend and move it right along, you know what? I'm just glad it's being given the amount of readings that it's supposed to be given, and that more special treatment isn't being handed out in this situation. And you know what? I got scolded again, low key, by the mayor last night. And, you know, he said, people that think they have an investment in that neighborhood, buddy, I've got an investment in this neighborhood. I've got an investment on the whole street of Silver. This is the street that I live on. If it happens at the other end, it affects this end too, especially when we're talking traffic. So for him to act like people act like they've got just acting like I had no interest in that end. I even said, my granddaughter goes to school right there. I don't have an interest in there. I have a part of my bloodline is sitting in the school that will be 500 feet away from this Dollar General. I'm invested in the neighborhood, asshole.
Well,
I didn't say that last night. But you know what? That'll play up great in federal court because I won't be at the next city council meeting. That's why I wanted to get all my stuff out there about my thoughts on Dollar General. I'll be sitting in Toledo waiting to go to federal court the following morning. Now, there's a possibility Bill Collins is there at Toledo that Wednesday morning because his name is on that lawsuit. So try not to keep him there. Well, actually, keep him there as late as you can that night so he's not well rested the following morning. I'll be spending the night in Toledo with my feet kicked up by the Maumee River relaxing so I can head into federal court in my new suit the next morning.
Well, I think...
Oh, it's a nice suit, too, Spears. I'm a whip. Styling.
You're ready to go. Ready to go.
Yeah, hey, I bought size 4 pants for probably the first time in my whole life and a size small jacket.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking good.
Well,
oh, boy, I won't look like I came from the 4th Ward, Silver Street. They won't recognize me.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I've said it before, and I don't think Bill Collins does it on purpose, and I don't think he was trying to... Purposely.
You can't tell me he didn't chastise me last night. I was the
no.
only person that said anything about Dollar General.
No, I think it came off that way. But again, I don't think that Bill has a good barometer of how he comes off. Which
okay,
I have said...
Well, how will it play to the jury, Bill?
Well, I don't... And I'm not sure why that is. I don't know why that continues to go
it's
on.
It's like people cannot have another opinion without him arguing it. They have a really bad problem with that. Okay, you don't agree with it. Fine. Sit there with your mouth shut. That's what you honestly get paid to do. Present your point. I present my point. You don't get a rebuttal. This isn't debate club.
Well, it's just...
If you do leave... Those were personal attacks. Those are the things that they tell us not to do. Those are the things that we will get gaveled for. Those are the things that they're trying to write rules about right now, the things that he did last night. Because I was polite and respectful. I didn't attack anyone. I didn't say fraud. I didn't say anything else. I talked more about the environmental concerns last night. The traffic. The school.
Well, I think it's clear to everybody that he wants this to pass. I think he said it twice last night. Those were the two times he got up during the meeting, during that portion of the meeting, and spoke. And I think he was getting frustrated that he
because
felt...
Because he wasn't getting his way.
Well, and I think all mayors, to some degree, are that way. Because he kept asking for it to be passed. He wanted it to be passed. It got to the point where even Thad was willing to suspend the rules. So, you know, it got to where it got, and I think he was just frustrated that it did not pass. Now, part of that was probably because you were missing two members of city council.
Yeah,
so,
you know, then be mad at them, not the public, for voicing their concerns about... I'm looking at my cameras right now, and I've got traffic backed up. I live probably 400 feet away from the stop sign. I've got traffic backed up in front of my house right now, maybe 300 feet away from the stop sign. That's how busy it is down here. I know, and it's a 35-mile-an-hour zone. They're going to put a Dollar General by a school. Those are real concerns. The land might be polluted. That should be a real concern to all of us, but we can't wait. We can't stop and wait long enough to figure that out.
Well, and I think that's what council is basically saying at this point, is that I think that's what Thad said when he suspended the rules. He said, listen, if this is contaminated, they're not going to let them build there, so basically we're going to collect the money.
This is what I wanted to say to Thad last night, but it didn't matter. He said it'll be their problem to clean up. Okay, they have had an environmental problem since 2022 that they did not clean up. We, as taxpayers, had to step in and take care of their environmental problem the first time. Why should we believe that they will step in and take care of their environmental problems going forward? They haven't for years in the past. Why would we think now would be any different?
I don't know. And I think, again, it all comes back to... Well, see, you had the Martin Luther King...
Those are the kind of questions that council should be asking, though. That's the kind of knowledge and foresight and forethought and logical thinking skills they should have instead of just sitting up there and rubber stamping everything. Don't say it'll be their problem. Then why did we just shell out $26,000 in the month of March if it was their problem?
Well, I think a lot of that comes back to the people in the neighborhood, because the Martin Luther King group came last night, and
you know, half those people don't even live on this side of the tracks. Half those people live over off Bennett Street and stuff. There's one person that, two people. Linda Sims lives down there, and the pastor lives down there. And you know what? The pastor's street just got a brand new sewer. So no, I bet you, and they all just got check valves. So no, pastor, I bet your basement doesn't flood anymore. But I remember when you were up here last summer and you had 4 feet of water in your basement and you'd lost your furnace and everything else. So it's amazing how they forget what they just went through and the rest of us will be subjected to.
Well,
because they just got new sewers. And oh, it rained and it was wonderful. I bet it was. I bet all those nice curbs that you have, I bet it helped keep the rainwater from coming in your basement.
Well, and
we don't have curbs over here.
Well, and I think in a way, that's how government works, in a way. Because, for whatever reason, that made an impression on city government. And so they felt that they needed to do something for this particular group, I guess. And it was done within a year. And now they seem to be more advantageous in seeing things like that pass.
You know what? What you want to know what's ironic, Scott, is that I fought and went to bat and argued with City Hall behind the scenes for Lee Street to get fixed. And I've got the emails and everything else to prove it. Jason Schauber and I did, as a matter of fact.
Well,
ironically.
Well, and like I say, this is where it has gotten us. I mean, from the beginning, it was very clear that this is going to pass. I mean, after the first conversations, there was no doubt that this is going to pass. And it's going to get three readings now, so it's going to go
but
the full
way. You know what? That's fine. I forced it to three readings.
Well, and
I and everyone else forced it to three readings.
Well, and I think that's what happened. Honestly, there have been so many. You know what I think honestly did a lot of this is absences. I mean, there has been no fourth ward city council person, so that's been a lost vote that they've had for quite some time. Well, during the course of these readings,
Twilight wasn't there to rubber stamp her buddies
and
ladies' land.
Well, and Aaron was a no vote on this up until through last night. So they didn't they never have had enough people there to do it. And Kreider was a no vote until last night. So I always think they were going to have problems. I don't think Kreider was going to vote until he was satisfied what was going on with the EPA for it. I don't think Rollins was ever going to vote for it, and it doesn't look like he is.
I don't think Rollins is against it. I think he was against the process being so hurried.
Right. So I honestly felt that this thing was going to go three readings from the beginning.
Wait,
because they
Rollins
just...
is... Here, this is where Rollins is smart, because I did make a complaint to the state of Ohio, to the auditor of state. The auditor of state has told me they're going to investigate it, like all the other things they have. And Aaron Rollins said, pump the brakes. So he's the one that went on the record and said, we need to slow this up. And everybody else says, pass it, knowing that the auditor of state is taking a look at it. So when it comes on down on paper, Aaron Rollins is the smart one.
Well, I think also there is an issue right now with things not going so well in the city. I mean, we learned last night that the auditor of state is coming down here quite a bit in the last 2 weeks.
That can't be good, Scott. That cannot be good.
And we also learned that apparently Vidya's new auditor's office has two new employees and is not running as smooth as they would like.
And they're paying bills late.
Right, and not, not running as good as they would hope. And
I thought that the whole problem was that we just needed somebody different in the office, though.
Well, apparently there are a lot of new people in the office now.
So, we still don't have the 2022 reconciliations done. I have the original contract where that Fetter guy or whatever, the accountant, remember the $125, he was going to get everything done in 4 weeks. Now, we know he had an illness, but we were told, 2 months ago he was getting back at it?
Well, no, I don't think anybody thought this was going to be an easy problem. And
they've been working on 2022 for over a year.
Well, this is what's funny. I mean, how long has this been going on now? I mean, this has been going on since 2020, 2021.
I've been consistently going to city council meetings for a little over 2 years, right around 2 years. I mean, I've gone before, but I've been consistently going for 2 years, and we've been talking about 2021 and 2022 reconciliations that whole time.
2021 is when Mayor Schertzer first started to call out Robert Landon, and Robert Landon resigned in 2021. So we have been hearing this now for five years. So
Schertzer started hollering about reconciliation not being done long time ago.
But so the fact that anybody is going to come in and fix anything with a magic wand, I mean, that's just not going
to
happen.
You should be able to handle 1 year at a time, though. You should be able to do it 1 year at a time. Now, I don't think you would be able to do it in 4 weeks. I don't believe that. But I believe in the amount of the months that he's had, he should have at least made some significant progress.
Well, I'm not really sure.
Who's holding him to his end of the bargain on that? Enforcing the contract on that? I just don't understand how we do business. I don't, like, if we go enter into a contract with someone and they don't deliver, why aren't we taking action against them? We're a city and we need this work done. And, like, yesterday, like, 2022 is when we needed it done.
Well, and apparently the conversation with bus fares, now that will come up next week in committee. Bus fares will
be going
up. I have
a suggestion. If we're going to raise bus fares, can we allow the people to have one more bag of groceries with them on the bus?
Well, I'm not even sure what they're going to raise the bus fares to. See, I don't see where this is going to be a significant gain in money. Yeah, I don't quite understand that one. But apparently, it's coming next week.
Well, I would, because the raising of the bus fare might limit people's ability to take trips, you know, unless they're buying a pass or something. But the per fare rate might limit, say, knock out one trip a month or a week or something along those lines. Could we maybe accommodate, let them have one more bag of groceries? Because they're only allowed to have three right now. So could they maybe have four so they can get through the whole week and not need to go back again?
Well,
it
sounded to me like last night, maybe this is where it all gets very confusing. Because back in February, we were told that part of the plan to fix the finances in Marion was going to be raising the bus fares. And that came from Mayor Collins in February. But that never happened.
We're also told recycling was being done away with.
Right. But none of that ever happened, and up until now has not happened. Now, when he mentioned the bus fares...
The state has been here twice.
Right, but when he mentioned the bus fares last night, he laid it on the cost of gasoline going up. Now, that...
supposed to remember what happened in February, Scott. You're only supposed to remember what happened immediately while he was speaking.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm... Those are the questions that I don't understand. And then there's Kreider, who you think would ask some questions. He's asking about Gress. I mean,
You know, I had higher expectations for him than my own.
I mean...
You were talking about all the absences, and I know it's time to go. When you get back to all the absences, they talk about how hard this job is to learn. Maybe they could show up.
Well, I mean, there is that. But I guess the final note here is on Nathan Stevenson. I think it is nice to have somebody under 30 on council when everybody complains about age. And I think it is nice that this is a person who wanted to do it and clearly speaks very well and does have
very
an interest
young man.
In what is going on. And brought his, I'm not sure if it is his wife, but his significant other. They have a baby.
Like your boots.
Yeah, well, they have a baby on the way, and there is...
Very excited. Good for him.
Right, so, I mean, they very well have an interest in what's going on in the community. So, however he got there, I don't think that that's going to be a rubber stamp vote, and even if it appears to be at times, I think he's really going to vote for what he thinks is right, because he said
he thinks Bill Collins is transparent, so I take issue with that. I'm going to give the young man the benefit of the doubt. He does seem very nice. He is articulate. He did agree to do this, so that means he has some desire to serve his community, and let's hope that he has a mind and a vote of his own.
And we'll see where it goes.
Take care, Scott.
Thanks for calling. All right, we'll be back right after this short but important break.
How did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind.